Pittsburgh and Buffalo. The Pittsburgh Steelers put up 27 points. Le'Veon Bell had, I believe he was like 4 points away from the greatest fantasy day ever.
Yeah, like Jamal Charles had like over 200 yards and 5 touchdowns.
He had 5 touchdowns? Really? Oh, really? I thought it was Clinton
Portis. Late in 2013.
Oh, really?
He had one of those games. But he had over 50 points in every PBR scoring league. Format.
No, that's not true. He did not have over 50. That's not in standard. He didn't.
No, I'm talking about in every PPR league.
But you said every scoring format.
NFL.com, Yahoo, you know, ESPN, etc.
All right, so in PPR, yes, way over 50 points. You're 100% right with that. And it was an insane day for Le'Veon Bell, who got it started early, never stopped. He carried the ball in the snow 38 times, had 236 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns. His longest was 33. It wasn't even like he had a 50-yard run in there. 236 and 3, caught 4 more for 62. It was the Le'Veon Bell show. He had 50 plus points in this one. Le'Veon Bell, no matter what.
Yep, it's an incredible day. Great cutback moves, just doing it all over the field. The Buffalo defense just they look good against the pass, but against the run, they were absolutely awful. It was like, it was classic December kind of football. It was fun.
It's crazy. It's crazy that Pittsburgh, after over 50 plus fantasy points from Le'Veon Bell, it was only a 7-point game. They only won by 7.
The most amazing thing about him is that the numbers that he's put up while missing the first three weeks, and you have to wonder with a game like this, and it's like, I already know I'm going to have the number one pick in my league next year.
Right?
Am I going to pick Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, or David Johnson? Now, David Johnson's been week to week. He's just been outstanding. But Le'Veon Bell, if you waited for him, this is the kind of week you waited for. First round in your fantasy playoffs, monster performance. Nobody in fantasy football has more upside than Le'Veon Bell. Do I pick Le'Veon Bell first because he's got the injury history and the suspension history? Or do I go David Johnson? Or do I stick safe with wide receiver? I'm going to be battling myself all offseason with this.